Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. It's time for the Fastnet by 4-County MSU Tailgate Show with Brian Haydad.
Touchdown!
Get ready for an action-packed hour with an inside look at the Bulldogs and their opponent, interviews with coaches, and predictions for future games.
Thank you to our Fastnet by 4-County MSU Tailgate Show sponsors, Fastnet, Campus Bookmart, East Mississippi Wholesale, and Jamie's Body Shop.
Now let's go live to the show with your host, Brian Haydad.
We're back here on the Fastnet by 4-County Mississippi State Tailgate Show. I'm Brian Haydad. This is Super Talk Mississippi, WLZA Laser 96.1. It is game day in the Golden Triangle. Glad to be back with you here on the Tailgate Show. We're brought to you by Fastnet by 4-County, the fastest, easiest, and most reliable internet option available to us here in the Golden County. Brought to you by your friends at 4-County Electrical Power Association. No contracts, no hassle, no data caps, broadband internet service to your neighborhood, which means fast, affordable, and reliable internet to your home. For more information, call 1-800-431-1544 or go to 4cfastnet.com. Well, that was something last Saturday at Davis-Wade Stadium, was it not? I've covered Mississippi State sports since 2013. I have been a Mississippi State Bulldog my entire life. I'll be 50 this November. And the list of games that are crazier than that one, I can probably do that on one hand. What an unbelievable victory for Mississippi State. 24-20 over the then number 12 Arizona State Sun Devils. A game that saw Mississippi State have complete control, lose complete control, have their backs against the wall, and then find a way in the closing seconds to pull out an unbelievable victory, an unbelievable atmosphere at Davis-Wade Stadium last Saturday. Let me tell you, I've been to a lot of games in that stadium, and even like an hour before kickoff, maybe stadium's maybe a third, maybe a half full at best, I was telling people, I was like, man, it's already loud in here. It's already loud. The cowbells were in full effect. I remember at one point looking out in the student section, and it was impossible to see someone not ringing a cowbell. So the incredible atmosphere brought to the stadium by you guys out there, the fans, and it paid off because Arizona State early in that game was rattled. They had some pre-snap penalties that are clearly a result of the crowd noise. And then that crowd, when the chips were down, rallied behind Mississippi State and got those guys going. And then Blake Chapin with a pinpoint pass to Brennan Thompson, who showed you why he is indeed the fastest man in college football. And Mississippi State gets, I don't know if program defining is the right word. It was a definitely, for Jeff Lebby, a defining win. It has, now everybody's on the board, right? Everybody's on the bandwagon with Jeff Lebby. Everybody believes in him going forward. They're going to get this done. They're going to be 4-0 in a couple of weeks. They're going to host Tennessee in the biggest game in Starkville in over a decade. That's what happens when you win. When you win, each game becomes bigger. You know, you play Arizona State in what was the biggest game of the season. Now Tennessee becomes the biggest game of the season. And so on and so forth. And the more you win, the more you win, the bigger the stakes and the bigger the games each week. This week it's Alcorn State. We're going to have to talk about Alcorn in a way. I don't want to be disrespectful of one of our in-state institutions, not the home of the GOAT, Steve McNair. Don't want to be disrespectful. But you and I, and they know that this is a game they're coming in for Mississippi State, and Mississippi State's going to win very easily. And if they don't, there's something horribly, horribly wrong. But even think about last year when State was 2-10 and one of the worst teams in the country, they played an FCS team in the season opener and beat them 56-7. Alcorn is not a very good football team. We're not going to spend a lot of time talking about Alcorn in this show, to be totally honest with you. We're going to look back at last week and what we can learn from Mississippi State, and we're going to start looking ahead. Because now Mississippi State's in a position where things are different than they were even just a week ago. Than they were at the start of the season. Certainly from where they were at the end of last season. Mississippi State has hope again, has optimism. Has fans excited about college football. Last year, we talked about this on the show last week. Last year, it was a drag sometimes. You know, getting up on a Saturday, you're like, ugh, I don't want to do this. You know, they're going to lose. I don't want to deal with it. I get it, man. Now you're excited for college football. I'm interested to see what the crowd looks like today. It's about 50, just a shade over 50,000 last week. I don't think it'll be that today, but can you get 45 in there? Can you continue to support the team? I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that's going to be. What do we say on the show all the time? I'm not going to preach at you. If you can't make it, you can't make it. But I will be fascinated to see how many people are like, hey, we need to go. I'm hopeful for a good crowd today. There'll certainly be a great spectacle. The Alcorn, the Sounds of Dynamite, their band is awesome. They were here in 2010, and they are fantastic. I'm looking forward to their performance today. I'm looking forward to Mississippi State's performance today. What do I want to see? I want to see execution. I want to see a sharp team. I want to see that team that doesn't have that hangover from a crazy win. We're going to talk a little later. Well, we're not going to talk to him here on the show. But I've got some clips from Jeff Lebby's press conference that he had with us on Monday morning that I want you to listen to. They kind of talk about focus and talk about, you know, his thoughts on his program. We'll do that a little later in the show. For Lebby, you saw if you're on social media, big shout out to the guys at Mississippi State's media department. They have put out some outstanding content this week and given you really a lot of different angles of who and the reactions from Saturday night. And, you know, my time here at Mississippi State with Lebby, he's been, guarded's not the right word, but he's had some fences up. And I understand that when you're 2-10 and you're just so focused on building your program and trying to get to winning, I understand that you can't let a lot of your personality shine at 2-10. Nobody wants to see that. Because then it comes across as he's not serious. What's he laughing at? They're 2-10. What's so funny? You saw a little bit of his personality Saturday with the excitement that he had once the game was in hand. We got to see a little bit of it on Monday, and you're going to get to hear that at the press conference. So Jeff Lebby, the walls are starting to come down a little bit for him. I think he's confident in his team. I think he believes he's got a team that, is this going to be a college football playoff team? No. No, it's not going to be that. But can they be a bowl team? Can they find one of those big upsets? You know, when you look ahead to the schedule in Tennessee and Texas and Georgia coming to Mississippi State, could you knock one of them off? I don't know the answer to that right now. But I do know that this team, despite some of its flaws, and it has flaws, don't get me wrong, this is not a perfect team by any stretch of the imagination. But I feel like they're just in a good spot mentally, and that goes a long way. You know, you gotta buy into not only your coach, but the team. If you look at the videos they put out, those guys rally around Jeff Lebby. They are bought into what he's saying. I think they're bought into each other as well. I'm not one of these guys that tries to like overly stress the importance of chemistry or the locker room. You know, I feel like sometimes that's one of those things where you're not very talented, but we have good chemistry. I don't think that's the case at all. I think this is a talented Mississippi State football team. But I do think that their chemistry is good. I think that this is that they've got the right concoction of guys in that locker room to be leaders, when the chips are down, they know who to rally around. I love Blake Shapen. If you watch the video that State put out, the 7-minute long kind of extended cut, as soon as that field goal is kicked by Arizona State to give them the lead at 20-17, 1:33 to go, Shapen picks up his helmet and is like, I'm going to go win this game. I love that. And you should too. I mean, Shapen, so far this season has been good. He certainly hasn't been great. I think he would be the first one to tell you that he's not been great, but he's been good. 4 touchdowns to 1 interception. And the score from far mantra has certainly been in effect in this passing game. All 4 of his touchdowns are 40-plus yards. 2 to Brennan Thompson, 1 to Sadu Traore, 1 to Anthony Evans. Should have had another one to Brennan Thompson against Southern Mississippi, was called back on a penalty, but had a 60-plus yard touchdown there that was called back. So when Lebby came in, he talked about explosive plays, and he used that term, score from far. That's what State's doing. And that's exciting. If you're a Mississippi State fan, you know through the years that Mississippi State has always been a ball control, run the football. You know, when they score, it's usually at the end of a long drive. kind of offense. The explosive plays just haven't been here in Starkville through the years. Jeff Lebby is bringing that to Mississippi State. I expect a lot of points today. I'm not sure what the state's record for points in a game is in the modern era of college football. I was at the 1994 game where State beat Tulane 66-22 when Derek Tate set the then passing record for Mississippi State. I would say that kind of point total today could indeed happen. And that's the difficult thing that you don't want to just sit there and say, oh yeah, you're going to kill this team, but you should. You absolutely should beat this team without any effort. You can play your C+, D+ game and still get out of here with a convincing victory. And, you know, if you don't, then there's a whole new set of questions to ask, but that's not even on my radar. It's not even on the radar today. I think Mississippi State wins this game convincingly. I mean, I'm not even sure what kind of prediction I'm going to make at the end of the show. I mean, I would feel funny saying 70-10 or something like that, but it could very well be the case that way. This should be a game where, you know, Kamario Taylor and Luke Cromanhawk get a lot of snaps at the quarterback position. This should be a game where Xavier Gayton and Seth Davis and Johnny Daniels get some snaps at the running back position. All your wide receivers should be out there on the field. Everybody should get a chance to play today. Everybody that dresses out should probably see the field at some point today. And it just is what it is when you're talking about Alcorn, you know. Great timing for this game, though. Coming off of a win like that, to be able to play a team that you know you don't have to be at your absolute best to beat is a fantastic bit of scheduling for Mississippi State. Obviously, you don't intend it that way, but that's how it ends up. So we'll talk a little bit more about this game, but when we come back, we're going to go back to Monday and our press conference with Jeff Lebby. I got two clips in particular I want to play for you so you can hear Coach Lebby's thoughts on last Saturday night, getting his team prepared and focused to move forward, and for what that win means for his program. I think you'll be intrigued by his responses. We'll do that when we come back. This is the Fastnet by 4 County Mississippi State Tailgate Show. We're on WLZA, Laser 96.1. Just under 2 hours to kickoff from Mississippi State and Alcorn. We'll be back in just a minute. See you then.
Let's go back live to the Fastnet by 4 County MSU Tailgate Show with your host, Brian Haydad.
Welcome back to the Fastnet by 4 County Mississippi State Tailgate Show here on WLZA, Laser 96.1. In the Golden Triangle, I'm Brian Haydad. Just a little under 2 hours away from kickoff over at Davis-Wade Stadium. 5 p.m. kick for Mississippi State versus Alcorn. That game is Mississippi State's streaming option game. So if you're listening on the radio, but you're planning on watching this game on television from home, you will have to be streaming to do that. They're not available on any, you know, satellite TV channels. It is a streaming-only game. So ESPN Plus, SEC Network Plus. If you have SEC Network on your television, you have SEC Network Plus. You just need to access it through your apps, your Fire Stick, your Roku, whatever. Our good friend from Super Talk, Richard Cross, political commentator, on the call for this one, along with Charles Arbuckle. 5 p.m. kick from Davis-Wade Stadium. We're brought to you here on the Tailgate Show by the good people over at Campus Bookmart. I know that last week was the blackout, and I was told that a lot of black shirts flying off the shelves. We're back to maroon and white here on campus today, and Campus Bookmart is the place to go. Locally operated, owned and operated since 1971. Be game ready with your Mississippi State attire. All of the logos that you guys want, the interlocking, the state script, the M over S, they're right there. If you're looking for tailgate gear, they've got them from cowbells to coolers. Drop by Campus Bookmart on Eastley Boulevard in Starkville. Call them at 662-323-7660, or you can go to campusbookmart.net, or you can find them on Facebook. Earlier this week, every Monday, we talked to Jeff Lebby after the games. The only exceptions are the bye weeks. And prior to last Monday, so Monday the first, I guess, those things fly by, man. He comes in there, and he gives you about 10 minutes, and he's out. And it's not that he's not answering your questions. It's not that he's being short or curt or anything like that. The man talks the way he calls plays, fast. And so we just sort of kind of get through it. The last 2 weeks, the press conferences have gone 13, 14, 15 minutes. And so when I tell you that, I feel like he's starting to be more at ease. This is what I'm talking about. He's taking longer. These last two press conferences are the first two where the SID has been like, hey, we'll take a couple more questions and we got to wrap it up. In the past, it's always been like, are there any more questions? So he's starting to get a little more comfortable in his own skin, I think. That's a great sign for Mississippi State, obviously. You know, that's what you want to see from your head coach, is a guy who's comfortable in his own skin, a guy who's willing to, you know, to talk and open up about what he's thinking about his program. I want to play you a couple of clips from this week. First question's actually from me. And we'll just go down to that clip. I want you to hear Jeff Lebby's thoughts on what routine means to him and to Mississippi State.
Coach, you're always talking about, you know, just the next game. You want to have your focus on where you are. Do you find as a coach, is it easier to get your team back and focused after a tough loss or after a crazy win like you just had?
I'd rather a crazy win. The challenge is the challenge every week. Like it doesn't stop. Monday is Monday, and it really has no bearing on what just happened Saturday. I wouldn't like the crazy win on Saturday in a great way, but at the end of it, man, it is Monday's Monday, and we've got a routine, and we've got to own that routine. We got to dominate the routine. We've got to be better this Monday than we were last Monday, and it's that simple. It doesn't change. And as a staff, creating great urgency for our players every single day, it's not just another Monday. It's the biggest Monday we've ever had in our life, and that's the mindset. And we got to get better. We got a ton of work to do. Our guys, I think, understand that, but we're going to continue to create that urgency as a staff.
Monday is Monday, but it's also the biggest Monday of the year. I thought that was pretty insightful, that you got to have both the focus of, hey, what's past is past. Today is today. What we did last week, we're going to do it again this week. We're going to get those routines going. We're going to stay in our routines. But at the same time, we recognize the importance of, you know, every Monday is bigger than the previous Monday. And that's especially the case when you win. If State loses the game last week, you can say what he just said, but it's not true. And you and I both know that it's not true. It's just coach speak at that point. In this situation, it's not coach speak. He's being truthful. And it's funny how the circumstances play that out, right? He could say the exact same thing, but two different outcomes on Saturday make one true and one not true. So today, or Monday, was the biggest Monday of the year. This is the biggest game of the year today. You have to win and win convincingly so you can move forward to the next game, which, coincidentally, is also the biggest game of the year. That's what winning does. And I remember Dan Mullen made a comment about that. He's like, you know, you win this game, and then you win this game, and, oh, you got to keep winning. That becomes your standard. And so for Lebby, you know, focus is such a big part of what he teaches and what he coaches. When you listen to him do these press conferences and you hear him talk to the media, and then you hear his players, and the same, it's like their mouth opens and Jeff Lebby's voice comes out. That's a coach that has a team that's bought into him. They're listening to him. It's easy to tune out a coach when you're losing. Can be easy when you're winning. So when your players are listening to you, when they're hearing what you say, and it's turned into, a team belief, that's how you build a foundation. When everybody's on the same page and everybody's repeating the same mantra, that's an important step for Jeff Lebby. I thought that's a very insightful answer there. Let's go to another clip here. This question comes to you from Paul Jones, who runs the Mississippi State On 3 account, Maroon and White Daily, of course, with our good friend Robbie Falk. He asked about Saturday night. This past Saturday, Mississippi State had a ton of recruits on campus, from the upcoming signing class of 26, I think all the way up to the class of 29. So we're talking like some ninth graders were out there for Mississippi State. Just a massive group of guys they would love to see in maroon and white. He asked him his thoughts on, you know, that what that win meant for that. So let's just kind of go to that question.
Coach, you have one of the biggest recruiting groups here this past weekend. I know it's kind of hard to, obviously you can't predict what's going to happen with the game, but to to win that type of game in front of that many recruits, how much does that go as far as giving you a shot in the arm to kind of change the narrative?
No, people want to win. Recruits want to win. And you want to sign great players, you got to find ways to win. You know, the hope part of it, man, only lasts so long. And so having the ability to find a way to win against a top 10 team with all those guys there in the environment is a huge deal for us. I do. I think we're in it with some incredible players. You know, we got to go find a way to keep stacking days and go 3-0 this Saturday.
Maybe no more simple, succinct, true thing to say about college football than people want to win. I've said last week on this show, I said it on Sports Talk Mississippi, I said it on the Thunder and Lightning podcast, I said it everywhere anybody wanted to talk to me, that was going to be a defining game for Jeff Lebby. Because, as he says right there, you can only sell hope for so long. Lebby can come out and tell recruits, I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm talking about, so on and so forth. It's until you prove it, until you show it on the field, it's tough for people to buy into that. You know, year one, you can have some of that, especially your first recruiting class. Your second recruiting class, it becomes more difficult because you can still sell, look, you know, it was my first year, I had to do a lot of work. If you're not winning by the end of year two, people aren't going to buy into you. People aren't going to look at you and say, I it's a coach I want to play for. So that was a massive win. When you think about being a high school kid as a recruit, being in that atmosphere that Mississippi State was able to provide last Saturday, with the not only the quality of the game, but the fans and the enhancements to the stadium. Anybody who was spending time whining and moaning that the LED lights and all of those things were a waste of money, no, you're just going to have to take the L on that one. It was obviously a massive improvement in atmosphere. They still got a ways to go on that. They still got to get that sound system fixed. But here's the thing. With Zach Selman, I think we can all have some faith that that's going to get fixed. It'll be next year, but it will get fixed. That was an unbelievable atmosphere. And if you're a high school kid and you're part of that and that atmosphere with that crowd and everything that happened at the end, I'm kind of surprised State didn't get a couple of commitments already. Maybe they got some that, you know, the old secret commitment. I've never been a big fan of those, but it is what it is. That was a massive movement forward for Mississippi State. They had to have that win to make people believe in them, to make their fans believe in them. I think they believed in themselves coming in. I don't think it was about self-belief. It was about showing the world what they already knew. And they did it. And it wasn't easy. It certainly wasn't the most, start to finish dominant performance. It started out great. It finished tough. But sometimes things just go your way, you know. And I'm a big believer in that. I'm a big believer that, you know, everything's kind of connected in the steps that you take. If you do A, B, and C, then D happens. If you change C, D doesn't happen. I believe that. That is a philosophy. And so I think, you know, you think about the tackle at the 3-yard line, not the decision, don't let them score. Let's have a goal line stand here. They have to go to the field goal route. You get a minute 30 left. And then you look at the play, the touchdown play. It's the same touchdown play as the first touchdown of the game, just a different receiver. And in that play, Sadu Traore in motion kind of just rubs the nickelback who's blitzing. If that little moment doesn't happen there, which isn't by design, right? He's not designed to touch that guy. He's trying to release into his route. But if he doesn't do that, it's probably not a touchdown. Everything had to go Mississippi State's way in that play, and it did. We'll talk more about Mississippi State and this game today when we come back. You're listening to the Fastnet by Four County Mississippi State Tailgate Show here on WLZA Laser 96.1.
Now, back live to the Fastnet by Four County MSU Tailgate Show with your host, Brian Haydad.
We're back here on the MSU Tailgate Show presented by Fastnet by 4 County. I'm Brian Haydad. This is WLZA Laser 96.1. Let's talk about one of our great sponsors, Jamie's Body Shop in downtown Maben. You have an uh-oh on your car? You need to go talk to the uh-oh fixers. They specialize in collision repair and custom paint jobs. If you're looking for accurate, thorough, and professional service, you need to call Jamie Hendricks at 662-263-4545. Jamie's Body Shop in downtown Maben, the home of the uh-oh fixers. Let's talk about wide receivers for Mississippi State. Go back, if you listen to Thunder and Lightning, or if you listen to Sports Talk Mississippi, I said that early in the spring, even, with this team, that Jeff Lebby was very confident in his wide receiver group. A group that, quite frankly, did not have a ton of proven guys. This, you know, you think back a year ago, they brought in Kelly Akari, who was a 1,000-yard receiver at UTEP. They brought in Kevin Coleman, who had played well at two different schools. And then you had, you know, you look at this year, Anthony Evans, 9 career catches. Brennan Thompson, I think, had 20 career catches. Aiden Williams, like 2 career catches. That's the group they brought in. You know, they brought in some guys from the MAC who had a little bit of production, but they didn't have guys that you just looked at on paper and said, yeah, that's a real SEC receiving core. 2 games in, and that belief has been paid off. Brennan Thompson and Anthony Evans have been fantastic in these first 2 games. Thompson, I mean, single-handedly won the game, basically. He had 2 long touchdown catches where his speed was the difference. The first one where he just blows by a defender, Chapin puts the ball up there for him. Great ball, by the way. Perfectly thrown deep ball. And he catches it almost basket style, like Willie Mays. That's a touchdown that makes it 17-0. And then, of course, you have the other touchdown catch where he's in one-on-one coverage. And one-on-one coverage is where you don't really want to be with Brennan Thompson because of his speed. If he has any kind of gap between the defender and himself, he is going to exploit that for a long game. He's just got a level of speed that we have not seen here at Mississippi State in quite some time. I would say that, you know, Tulu Griffin had speed, but State didn't do a really great job of showcasing that. They didn't put him in positions where he could really show off his speed. You know, prior to him, you think about State under Mullen and the receivers they had. You know, Daronya Wilson and Fred Ross. Those guys weren't speed guys. You know, maybe Jamion Lewis. That's another one that, you know, they didn't give him the shots to show off the speed the way that they do with Thompson. So State has something there that, you know, you can't coach. You can't teach, and you really the only way to game plan it is to you know, concede some stuff to him. Like, hey, you know, we can't press him too tight, so maybe he has to make the catch, but we got to be ready to make the tackle. So he's been really good. I think Anthony Evans has been really good for Mississippi State. I think that he has looked very sharp, had a couple of catches or has a few catches in the first game against USM, had a long touchdown in this game to start the game off, made it 7-0. Just looks like he's going to fill that role that Kevin Coleman played for a season ago. But on the other side of that is Thompson is better this year than Mario Craver was last year. Anybody who's given Chad Bumpus any grief about his recruiting, just look at the top 10 receivers in the SEC. 2 of them are at Mississippi State. And two of them are at schools where they came from, Mississippi State, with Craver and Coleman. Guy knows talent. You know, I don't know if Thompson and Evans would be here if Craver and Coleman were. That would be a perfect scenario, obviously, for Mississippi State to have that kind of superstar depth. But Thompson and Evans are the real deal. Now, what State needs is that third guy to show up. Teddy Traore had 5 catches in the first game at the tight end position, but none in the second game. And that's kind of been a trend for him. You know, he's had some big games, but he has been known to disappear against bigger competition from time to time. State's got to find a way to get more consistency out of him because I think he can be a big piece for Mississippi State. He's a big piece in this offense. We've talked about this before. The Jeff Lebby offense, when it's humming and when things are clicking and going right, So when you look up and they're throwing to the tight end and you're watching your TV screen and there's nobody in the picture but the tight end. He's just standing there by himself. Traore has that kind of ability. He just has to find his way. The third receiver, you know, Jordan Mosley and Aiden Williams were two games in. They both had some key drops. You'd like one of those guys to just start showing some more consistency. The ceiling is much higher on Williams, but if Mosley's your third or fourth leading receiver, you know, that's not an issue. That's perfectly fine. I think State would love for Aiden Williams to take that job, though. I think, you know, from a talent perspective, he's got, like I said, a much higher ceiling than Jordan Mosley. And he's a guy, you know, he's a multi-year guy. You get him this year, you get him going, and you hold on to him for a couple years, and then you've got a potential all-SEC player. I think, you know, Chapin needs to find a little bit more consistency in the short game, but the long game has just been great for State this year. When they throw the ball down the field, they're getting guys open, they're making the catch, and they're scoring touchdowns. Four touchdowns of 40 yards or more. That's what this offense, that's the biggest premise this offense has. It's score from far. You know, at its heart, we've talked about this before, at its heart, this is a run-first offense, but that running is done entirely to set up those big passing plays like you're seeing from Mississippi State. You want people in the box thinking that they're going to hand off to Booth and to Bothwell so that Thompson's getting one-on-one coverage. And like I said, he's just nearly impossible to stop with his speed. I'm interested to see when the level of competition goes up a little bit, what he's able to do, but nobody in the NFCC is going to have speed like that at the cornerback position. He should still continue to thrive. And then this offense just finds ways to get the slot position open, so Evans should be fine there as well. If State can find a third receiver, man, it's going to be really tough to stop this team going forward. They haven't been as good offensively as I thought they were going to be. But what's been good is they're better defensively than I thought they were going to be. They're much better defensively. It's difficult to put into words how much better they are defensively than what I thought they were going to be. And you got to give Coleman Hutzler a lot of credit. You got to give Jeff Lebby credit first, because it would have been really easy to pull the trigger on Coleman Hutzler and say, look, that was an embarrassing effort and we can't have that and you have to move forward. Talked to him after the spring, and he talked about how important continuity was to him. And you can see the results. Hutzler had, you know, is up the talent in the room, and in doing so is getting a better product. Now, these next two games, you want to continue to see that. And the loss of Will Whitson, don't underestimate that. That's a big, big loss for Mississippi State. He was playing at an all-SEC level. Now he's out for the season. So somebody else has to step up there. Is that going to be Jamil Burrows? Is it going to be Kedrick Benley-Jones? Trevion Williams? I think Calvin Dinkins, through two games, has been playing pretty well. Somebody on the defensive line has to fill the hole that's going to be left by Will Whitson. The biggest turnaround for me is the cornerbacks. Kelly Jones looks like an NFL cornerback right now. And I've been saying that since he arrived. I was like, look, this guy has physical tools that not every other cornerback in the country is going to have. He's 6'4", he's 200 pounds, he's built like a safety, he's built like one of these big wide receivers. He's been really good the first 2 weeks. He was matched up against an All-American candidate on Saturday, and when he had the assignment of Jordan Tyson, he won those battles. I think he's been really good. Diego Brumfield kind of called in at the last second there for Mississippi State with the injury to Jet Jefferson, was good against Southern Mississippi, was okay against Arizona State, but had the biggest play defensively, one of the biggest plays of the game. Could have given up on that play. Arizona State scores a touchdown, and that game's totally different. Instead, he makes a play, makes the tackle, sets up the first and goal, and State gets the goal line stand from there. So their corners have been much better than I thought they were going to be. This defense has surprised me. There's just no other way around it. One of the reasons I was down on Mississippi State was I just didn't think they were going to be that much improved on defense. And, you know, it's kind of weird how similar the box score was for Mississippi State against Arizona State. Arizona State still was able to run the ball pretty effectively, but they weren't able to throw it at all in this game. A year ago, they didn't throw the ball because they didn't have to throw the ball. They didn't need to. In this game, they wanted to throw the ball, and Mississippi State did a great job of bottling that up. They had pressure. They forced Leavitt into throws he didn't want to make. And the game plan was really solid. You know, you look at the second half, I was prepared on when you know, the State was losing, I was prepared to talk about how the offense had lost this game for Mississippi State. That the offense just couldn't stay on the field, and it wore out the defense, and they finally just broke and gave up the final touchdown there. But it didn't plan out. It didn't come out that way. Good for Mississippi State. So we got to give a lot of credit to Lebby and to Hutzler for sort of staying the course on that. Now, look, it's a long way to go. A lot of big games against good teams ahead of you. But you're just watching the games on TV. If you don't even have to be in the stadium to see that they're much improved. It's a full 180 of how much better they are, just in terms of having depth, of having talent. They just, you know, they're in position more often than not. There were times last year where a running back would be handed the ball and try to make the corner against Mississippi State's defense, and there would be nobody there. This year, those guys are there. They're in position. They're ready to make the tackle. So I'm very impressed by the early results for Mississippi State defensively. That's very encouraging because I definitely buy into Lebby as an offensive guy. He'll get the offense going. By the end of the season, they're going to be fine. If the defense is going to be – what do we talk about, you know, all this offseason? If I can combine a top 60 offense and a top 80 defense, those aren't outstanding numbers. They're good at best. Maybe even, you know, say average at best. But that's a team that's winning 7 or 8 games for Mississippi State. So they've got big matchups ahead of them, starting in 3 weeks when Tennessee comes to town. But the confidence needs to be high for this team because they're clearly better than they were a season ago. And it's just going to be a question of how much better and how far can they go. I've been saying it for the past few weeks. I said if State was 4-0 when they played Tennessee, I'd predict 5-0. I'm going to stick to that. They got to win these next two. They should win these next two. There's no reason not to win these next two. But this is a much improved football team we're watching each and every week here at Davis Wade Stadium. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap it up. I'll give you some players to watch, a little different spin on that with this game, and I'll make a prediction. You're listening to the Mississippi State Tailgate Show presented by Fastnet 4 County here on WLZA, Laser 96.1 in the Golden Triangle.
Now, back live to the Fastnet by 4 County MSU Tailgate Show with your host, Brian Haydad.
Let's wrap it up here on the Mississippi State Tailgate Show presented by Fastnet 4 County. This is Laser 96.1 WLZA in the Golden Triangle. I'm Brian Haydad. I want to thank East Mississippi Wholesale for being a sponsor here on the Tailgate Show. Guys, if you are planning a big dinner, a big tailgate, anything like that, you need to go see the good folks at East Mississippi Wholesale. They have got all the cuts of meat you're looking for, the cut to order. They've got seasonings and sides, everything else, and it's all at wholesale prices. Plus, they'll take care of everything. They got the plates, the napkins, the cutlery, everything. Skip the lines and the high prices. Head to East Mississippi Wholesale in Starkville. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 3. I want to thank all our sponsors here on the Tailgate Show today. Fastnet by 4 County, Campus Bookmark, Jamie's Body Shop in downtown Mabin, and East Mississippi Wholesale. Mississippi State and Alcorn going to kick off about an hour from now, just a little bit over an hour from right now at Davis Wade Stadium. 5 o'clock kickoff for the Bulldogs and the Braves. We won't go through this game like, you know, we did last week, right? Mississippi State is going to be expected to win this game by a large margin. As I pointed out earlier in the show, even last year in a 2-10 season, when they played an FCS school, they were able to win that game by a final score of 56-7. This Alcorn team has not got off to a great start this year. 0-2 on the year, lost to Northwestern State, a team that had been experiencing, I think, a 28-29 game losing streak, lost to them in the season opener. Lost what last weekend to Alabama A&M in a game where they gave up 41 points. We just have to be, we can be respectful, you know, but at the same time, we have to be honest. Ms. Auburn's not going to win this game today. Mississippi State's going to win it and win it easily. And your starters shouldn't play more than a half of football in this game. This is a game where, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to see a lot of Luke Cromanhawk and a lot of Kamario Taylor. I think Kamario Taylor is going to be the guy that everybody's talking about come Monday. They're going to be like, wow, did you see that? I'm very excited to see him get some extended action. Excited to see if they'll let him throw the ball down the field a little bit. In the backfield, we're going to see more of Xavier Gayton and probably some of Colin Wilson in this game. Colin Wilson is an exciting young freshman from the state of Alabama. I think he's a guy who Mississippi State really liked this offseason. He's just in a room that's crowded, right? When you've got Booth and Bothwell and Johnny Daniels in front of you, the carries are going to be tough to come by. But this today will be a good opportunity for him. I think you see on defense and offense, you know, both sides of the ball are going to be close. You know, 30-plus guys should play today. Everybody that dresses probably has a chance to play today for Mississippi State. You know, with Shapen, if he gets a half of action, what do I want to see from him? I want to see, you know, completions. I want to see those big plays continue. But I want to see a little bit more consistency in the passing game. A little bit, you know, was he 58% completion percentage last week? Week before against Southern Mississippi, he was over 70. Closer to that number would be great. Need to see some big runs. We haven't seen a big explosive 50-plus yard run yet from Devon Booth or Fluff Bothwell. They should have that opportunity today. Defensively, one of the things I remember from last year was in that first game against Eastern Kentucky when State was really not able to pressure the quarterback, and thinking that's not a good sign. Would like to see a lot of pressure today. Alcorn's quarterback's under pressure. Like to see them, you know, multiple sacks in this game, multiple hurries in this game. That's what you want to see. You're almost looking at a game like today. I hate to say this because, you know, goodness, I'll end up on Old Takes Exposed, but you have to look at a game like today as kind of like a scrimmage. This is a team that, you know, your main concern is getting out healthy more than anything else. You want to get out uninjured, get your guys some reps, get your starters enough reps to keep them sharp, and then let your young guys play. You know, not to be disrespectful, not to be, you know, looking down on your opponent, but that's just the nature of the beast here. If Alcorn State can't beat Northwestern State and can't beat Alabama A&M, then it kind of just stands to reason that they're not going to beat Mississippi State. And that's fine. They'll come up here, they'll get a good paycheck out of it, helps us, you know, boost up their athletic department. Their fans get a cool road trip, you know, cool in-state game. It's great. But the game itself today should not be much to write home about. It should be a game where if you're wanting to leave at halftime, it's probably okay. Should be okay. So for Mississippi State today, it's just about staying healthy and getting the young guys some playing time. So if I had to pick a playmaker, I really want to pick Kamario Taylor. I want to see what that kid can do. I would love to be on Monday talking about Kamario Taylor saying, and you see what he did in the second half there? You know, he had 40, 50 yards rushing or 60 yards rushing. He had 150, 160 yards passing, had a couple of big throws. You saw that big arm of his. Yeah, the future is bright at Mississippi State. You know, defensively, it's just whoever. You know, it needs to be a defensive lineman. It definitely needs to be a defensive lineman. You want to see somebody like, I don't know, Red Hibbler. I'll just pick one at random. DJ Reed, Trevion Williams, somebody that has a couple of sacks today, stays in the backfield, lives in the Alcorn backfield. And then for an X factor, I mean, Taylor would be another one. I guess I'll be fair. I think Luke Cromenhawk's the number two quarterback on this roster. He's the backup. If Shapen were to go down, they would go to Cromenhawk. So what do we see from him today? In the limited time he got against USM, he looked fine. Showed some mobility that I think a lot of people don't realize the amount of mobility he has. He's a really good athlete. But maybe today we'd see a little bit more of the arm of Luke Cromenhawk as well. So, again, it just should be an easy game. Looking ahead to next week with Northern Illinois, they're not off to a great start either. And, we've talked about Toledo so many times and how that game kind of poisoned the well for Mississippi State. You can clear it out. You can have clean water to drink from next week with an easy win over Northern Illinois. Not a great team. Looking at them on the season, they're 1-1. They beat a FCS team, Holy Cross, by 2, and they lost to Maryland 20-9. So they've only scored 28 points on the year. Offensively, they do not appear to be a very good team. Now, defensively, they don't look like they're that bad. They held Maryland, like I said, to 20 points, but that's a game you should win. So Mississippi State is in a position where they should be 4-0 when they host the Tennessee Volunteers. Now, Tennessee is in the middle of a big game right this second with the Georgia Bulldogs. They we'll see how that game goes. If they can win it, great. Because if they can win, if you're 4-0 and Tennessee's undefeated, I mean, there's a universe where College Game Day says, why don't we go back to Starkville? We haven't been there in a long time. two ranked teams. State, if State's 4-0, they're going to get ranked, I think, because there should be enough flux with the other teams moving in and out of the poll and some losses here and there. So there's that opportunity that does exist, Mississippi State. There's an opportunity. There's a scenario where if things go right, you could host College Game Day. The very least you could get SEC Nation. And to talk about that in a week where Ole Miss is playing LSU and Alabama's playing Georgia. Georgia and Alabama each have a loss. Well, you know, there's some luster off that game. I just think State's win last week completely flipped the script on what this season can be. If they had lost that game, we would be talking about them, okay, they'll be 3-1 when they play to Tennessee and we'll kind of see what happens. Now we're going to talk about it and go, wow, they have a real opportunity there. Tennessee, I think, is a good team. But as intimidating an environment as State was able to provide on Friday, on last Saturday, if State's undefeated with Tennessee coming in, you can add, you know, another 8,000 to 10,000 people to that crowd. And it's going to be that much louder and that much more intimidating for a quarterback that, you know, played at App State last year. Their first game was a neutral site game in Atlanta, which was a majority Tennessee crowd, and now they've played two home games at Tennessee. Next week for Tennessee, they play UAB at home. So that will be his first road game in the SEC. And he's going to walk into an environment unlike any other. And so I'm just saying, I'm not saying anything. I'm not making any definitive statements here. I'm just saying that the door is open for Mississippi State to be really special, to really have a great season. Handle your business today. Keep everybody healthy. Handle your business next week. Keep everybody healthy. And then you're going to play. I mean, that's the biggest game since when? Mullen's return in 2018? LSU 2017? Maybe? 2015 Egg Bowl? That one didn't go the way you wanted it. I mean, that's the kind of pantheon of games we're talking about here for Mississippi State. That's where they are right now. That's what that win presented you with against Arizona State. It presented you with the opportunity to have a massive, massive September and go into October as maybe the most talked about team in college football. What is the national conversation about Mississippi State if they could somehow beat Tennessee and they're 5-0? Then you're looking at their schedule going, well, they still got Florida who's struggling. And then they got to go to Missouri, who's a good team, but they're not unbeatable. They play Arkansas. They're not unbeatable. They play Ole Miss. They're not unbeatable. I mean, there's a lot of buzz about Mississippi State if they can finish out this September undefeated. They took a big step forward in that last week against Arizona State. Two steps left to go before the biggest one of all against the Tennessee Volunteers. It's going to be interesting this week's show and next week's show, looking ahead to the tailgate show with Northern Illinois. Kind of similar shows, I think, because it's just going to be about, you know, got to win today. But looking ahead, we can do that here on the show. We don't have to be like Jeff Lebby. We don't have to stay focused on just on the prize at hand. We're allowed to look ahead a little bit. So that's what we're going to do. Hope you guys have enjoyed the Tailgate Show. It is now available as a podcast as well on the Thunder and Lightning podcast feed. So please go back and listen to it if you missed it, or if you're, you know, I don't know the scenario, but it's there on the podcast feed. So I hope you guys will check it out. I'll be at Davis Wade Stadium. If you see me, please come by. Say hello. I got to meet a lot of you guys last weekend. It's always cool to see you guys. I appreciate you so much for tuning in to everything I do, as does my good friend Robbie Falk. We'll talk to you again next week here on Laser 96.1. This is the Fastnet by 4 County MSU Tailgate Show. Get ready for kickoff. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you to our Fastnet by 4 County MSU Tailgate Show sponsors, Fastnet, Campus Bookmark, East Mississippi Wholesale, and Jamie's Body Shop.
You've been listening to the Fastnet by 4 County MSU Tailgate Show with Brian Haydad. Join us again 3 hours before kickoff of the next home game right here on Laser 96.1. Now stay tuned for Bulldog Football. A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.